Did you miss the Acronis CyberFit Summit? Here's our day one coverage, including the keynote breakdown, new feature announcements, and future vision on this bonus episode of The Business of Tech. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our live stream, live from the Acronis CyberFit Summit here in Miami. We've been having a great, busy day and really appreciate you joining us for this live stream this evening. Got a bunch of stuff to cover. In fact, we're going to focus tonight on the keynote addresses. There's actually a lot of different things that I want to get into to discuss what happened during the keynote. So I'm going to break that down for you. I'll give you a little bit of insight to some of the conversations that I've been having. We'll have some additional highlights from that tomorrow. And of course, I will be taking audience questions. Please use the chat. Let us know, particularly if you're on YouTube or LinkedIn. We're there to answer your questions. I do want to hear them, and I do want to get your feedback of what's going on. So let me give you a little bit of sense of what's been going on from the show itself. So last night was the expo hall, an opportunity for MSPs to talk to vendors and get a sense of what's going on. The sense of the show, I've counted well over 400 participants. I think that we have not announced any official numbers, but I tell you the room was pretty full today. So giving you a sense of the attendance level. Hotel is quite beautiful. It's very it's situated right out on the beach, so you've got views off of where we had the expo hall out onto the beach. This morning was a kickoff with a series of keynotes. In fact, we're going to focus on the Acronis team and their conversations. But former FBI Director Louis Free was one of the keynotes. He gave some great stories around his involvement with helping track down the mafia and how that moved to much more cybercrime over the course of his career. Of course, now he's a private attorney. But that was the special keynote on site. And then additionally, then as we went out of those sessions, it was into lunch and breakout sessions for the afternoon. So let's dive in onto some of that keynote messaging. I really want to give you a sense of what happened. There were four main presenters for the keynotes this morning. That was the CEO of Acronis, Patrick Pulvermüller. That was the Serge Bell, who is the founder of Acronis. Additionally, Candid Wuest, who is the VP of Research, and Oleg Mechnikov, who is the CTO. Apologies on names. I'm always the worst at that. So I have to always laugh about that. They focused on a number of key themes here at the event. And I actually, rather than try and pull keynote for each one of them, I actually pulled the footage that we're going to show you into three key themes. We'll break down the event from the kind of messaging that they were trying to convey. It's going to break down into three categories. First, there was a really distinct push to discuss Acronis as a platform. It's in the name, of course, the Acronis Cyber Protect Platform. But you could see very clearly in the way that the executives were talking, their focus around platform. After that, I'm going to give you a little bit of some of the things they announced. Then finally, I want to give you some of the insights into their future vision. So with that in mind, let's do the first round of clips that we pulled for you, focusing on Acronis positioning as a platform.
We went from backup to disaster recovery, from backup disaster recovery to security, from backup disaster recovery and security to be a platform, including management, automation, working with companies like SentinelOne, like ConnectWise, like many other companies in the industry.
We continue innovating, and again, in 2022, we released 60 major features and about 340 smaller features along these 10 pillars, which is backup, disaster recovery, security, management, automation, network, compute, data centers, and so on. So let's dig into it. We keep integrating with different RMM, PSA, web hosting control panels, remote access tools. As of today, we have more than 80 integrations. And in 2022 alone, we have released integrations with Microsoft Intune, with ConnectWise, our great partner Azure platform. I just learned this as the name of OWL, with Ninja RMM, with LionGuard, with ServiceNow, and very soon integration with Halo PSA is coming. So again, we have more than 8 integrations with different tools. So the chances are, whatever PSA RMM solution you're using, sure, we already integrated with it. Even in case it's not one of the mainstream products. If we're not integrated, Don't hesitate to reach out to product management team, to your account manager, and we will make sure that we will integrate with your PSA or MM of choice.
If, say, 5 years ago, it was okay for a service provider technician to manage 200 to 400 workloads, 5 years from now, you have to manage more than 2,000 workloads per technician, smart workloads per technician to be successful. You can only do it with machine intelligence, doing all of the operations and can do it more.
We actually did a survey and we saw that from the respondents, 22% of the companies that we asked use more than 10 security solutions in parallel. 22% more than 10 security solutions in parallel. That means a lot of training and unfortunately also a lot of mistakes that will happen. So from the first time we see a malware sample to the last time we see it ever, it's only 2.3 days. It used to be 3.4 days, so it's actually going down.
We today, of course, focused on service providers. And vast majority of our partners are focused on small and medium businesses. However, there is almost one third of the revenue of Acronis coming through service providers, which is coming through large business. And we believe that we need to make our products and our platform and our infrastructure much better for large businesses by building unique products, by packaging it better together with you, always going to large businesses together with MSPs. I'm personally very committed to service providers. For the past 9 years, I've been involved with this business. I'm always hearing from my investors, from my board, that we should go into enterprise. And yes, we're going to go to enterprise. Yes, we're going to work with Gartner. And yes, we're going to build a platform for integrations, but we always want to do it together with you guys, with service providers. We want to bring you to be competitive in a large enterprise.
And then, of course, backup. At the core of everything we have been doing and everything we are going to do, backup will always be a critical part of it because that's at the core of our solution, where you can really have your data secured in a space to then bring it back whenever it's needed in whatever form, as a full image, file-based, or in any other way or form. And then we obviously offer management or automation services. But most importantly, we have built everything on one very strong platform.
So obviously, platform being a key message of the way they want to position their product set, and then, of course, the company itself. Now, I want to do one of my Why Do We Care segments right now here and dive in. Let's put something in context, because I found it really fascinating the way the management team talked about the platform. They were very focused, of course, on the backup and the legacy technology that they've invested in, but then additionally went further to show the extension of that. But did you catch them talk about, yes, we've got automation, yes, we've got management? It was actually positioned almost as an afterthought. But if you look at what they've positioned in terms of the product and feature set, it includes now scripting, it includes patch management, it includes all of the ability to remotely support people. It's essentially an RMM, but they won't call it that. It's a platform. It's a management platform. It's the way that they want to position the entire offering, but they hand wave a little. And I found that to be really fascinating. If we think about positioning and we're thinking about the way they're going to market, they're clearly holding on to security as the lead and platform and very much focused on the things you would expect from a platform, integration points and the ability to work with others and pull it all together. But they're not saying that RMM. Is it a choice of marketing? Is it a choice of positioning? Is it to not be viewed as competitive? But all the features are there. And I really wanted to throw that into the thinking to say, when we are analyzing this messaging, it's very clear that they're in position as a very much a dominant managed services platform. You've got enough users to qualify for that. They certainly have the feature set. It's just their language is different. And they're talking about it very differently. Now, you can very much see their commitment to service provider as a platform. And the way they want to go to market is clearly through service providers. That was also something that was reinforced. And particularly when they're coming out and saying, our board is saying, go do more enterprise. However, our enterprise approach is going to be through partners. So when I'm analyzing this and looking at the platform, these are the things that really jumped out at me as the stuff that really resonated. Now, let's move on to the section that I know a lot of our techies always like to do, some of the key product announcements that they made. So I want to actually talk a little bit about those product enhancements. And now let's go ahead and give you some of those highlights.
Take, for example, Lockbit 3.0, a classical ransomware, also used as ransomware as a service. They've started this year with their own bug bounty program. So you can actually get money if you find a vulnerability in the ransomware and tell them and they will fix it. Of course, please don't do that. I mean, we don't mind because we're going to protect you anyway, but it's not the way to go forward.
We also ship advanced DLP with predefined sensitive data detectors and data classifiers, which allows you to customize data policies in DLP to specific needs of each customer. And obviously, DLP is done using the same agent, which is doing backup, security, and everything else. So you don't need to install another agent. You don't need to install and update another piece of software on your workload. It's already there. You just click a button, enable it in protection plan, and it will start listening and it will start learning. Advanced management pack, which was released last year, allows you with few simple clicks to make sure that your workloads are running the latest patches and updates and deliver the best performance possible for your customers. Immutable storage. It was asked by our partners for many, many years. Finally, we launched it because backup should always be safe. You can never lose a backup. That's exactly what immutable storage does. If a user deletes a backup for malicious or by accident, for malicious reasons or by accident, backup is not actually deleted. It will be marked as deleted, but we built our Acronis conversion infrastructure product in such a way that backup will still stay on storage. So later on, if a user changes their mind, they can go to control panel and recover separate files or whole backup directly from a control panel without even filing a ticket to Acronis. By the way, this functionality requires two-factor identification, so ransomware and malware cannot turn it off. 2022 was pivotal for Acronis in building new generation cloud infrastructure. We invested a lot to provide you best performance and productivity possible. We invested a lot into building our own private distributed network. Acronis has deployed, connected, and launched 10 points of presence in the United States alone and 4 points of presence in Europe. It's only the beginning.
End of the things they talked about. So there's a couple of things to dive in there and talk about. So the first thing that I really want to acknowledge is the stuff that they talked about. It may have been subtle, but did you catch that they're building out their own communications network for this? In fact, they're building out multiple points of presence across the United States and Europe so that they're building their own communications network to ensure high-speed transfers of data. One of the things you could hear, particularly in the discussion, was that they recognized the large size of files and the ability to do recovery remotely was going to require that much data. It's a serious investment to be building out your own network for the moving of data back and forth. And I found that to be one of those things that I really did actually want to highlight there. That felt really important as something that I really wanted to really highlight as something to think about. The other thing there, of course, was their investments in the pieces there. If you not know what immutable storage is, in fact, I've got a video here on the channel that actually talks exactly about what it is and how it really can be an end to ransomware if applied correctly. That if you're using that as part of your piece, you know you always have a recoverable backup in that context. I really would encourage you to dive into that video if you haven't dug into what immutable storage is, because it's actually broken down and explained. That's a key one. Now, here's what the other thing that I found really notable. They announced a whole product this morning that they didn't talk about in the keynote. In fact, Acronis launched an EDR. It went out on the press wire this morning, but notably wasn't discussed. They were not emphasizing building all of these new things out. They were actually much more laser focused on that message of the total solution of a security platform. But they added a new bit. So if you weren't aware, they've got an EDR now. It's part of the platform announced today. that's notable to me. And one of the reasons it is notable to me is one of my criticisms of tools vendors in this space is too much buy and not enough build in the equation. Well, in this case, I have to say Acronis is much more emphasized on the build. They're building their own technology. It's clear that they want to own these components themselves. And they're building both core components like an EDR and things like their own network to drive this out. So I at least want to highlight that from a thinking perspective, if you've heard a lot of me talk about that, well, you know, it's a matter of where you put your money and your financial incentives. Here, Acronis is leaning into build. I think that's fascinating. And I will say that from my perspective, my biased opinion on this one, I would prefer a significant investment in build versus the leaning into buy, because buy is very much the, I will buy another technology and then try and cross sell it. You can buy and definitely invest, find that to be one of those strategies that's worth exploring, but it hasn't been as much in the traditional MSP vendor space. So just the kinds of things I wanted to give you a sense of what they announced specifically on stage. They did put a press release out about their whole EDR launch, which I found notable, and the other key components like adding things like immutable storage. Now, finally, the area that you're going to be fascinated to hear about is I actually pulled out a bunch of the comments that they were making about the future of the industry, the way their perspective and the way they were thinking about things were moving. And we've got a whole segment to look at that. So let's go ahead and roll the clip of all of those statements around the future.
And when I think back to how I actually operated in the past, things are very complicated. And today, many things significantly simplified. Let's just think about how we are paying today, how we transfer money, how we actually consume compute, storage, or network. In the past, when I was still a system administrator, I had to unpack the server, I had to plug it in, cable it, install the software, make sure that the cooling works. Hopefully the UPS didn't break. All of that I had to worry about. Nowadays, I just consume it like this. Just one click, I get all the compute, all the storage, what I need.
Next thing, which is very important, is to understand the market and to make the market open. It just happens that me and my team were always involved in the markets, which are not necessarily best covered by industry analysts. Managed service provider market is one of such markets. You know, it's a market which is highly local. There is a local service provider everywhere. There is many different types of service providers. There is many different sizes. You have companies with one person, which is working part-time. And if you have companies with several thousand people, which are all working full-time, they all have very different behavior and even different names in different locations. They offer different services. We primarily focus on such service providers, which are offering backup, disaster recovery, remote management, and remote security. I believe that we have to move away from just thinking about security of cyber devices. We need to think about physical security of devices. What is the best way to actually steal the data? It is now, with all the software from companies like ours, not to penetrate you through network. It's just to steal your mobile phone. It's very easy. You just grab the mobile phone and run away. And if you have the mobile phone, most likely you can get all the keys of the person, all the passwords. Losing a mobile device is kind of losing a sort of a sixth sense. In a way, we now have six senses. We have five senses plus a smartphone. Without a smartphone, we cannot do anything. And what I know is that today, service providers do not provide as much protection, as much management, as much automation for mobile devices. And in Acronis research, we're doing research to figure out how to better be an infrastructure platform in which applications we need to partner with and build so that you guys can manage mobile devices of your customers. Because those devices need to be managed. If they are not managed, that's a major threat to the productivity, security, and privacy of the businesses of your customers.
So first, can we acknowledge how funny it is to actually hear the statement that the best way to get into the network is just run away with someone's phone? It literally was the bit that has been making me smile all afternoon, and I wanted to acknowledge how funny that actually was. Now, let's actually say that a lot of those comments sounded a lot like me. I have to laugh and say, There's the element of the emphasis on SaaS applications. That was one of those bits that felt really important to me. The emphasis on saying, you know, we need to actually be moving into areas that we aren't necessarily doing, like mobile devices. These were areas that I felt really, I was hearing the same kind of...
We definitely need your feedback on how can we help you to manage mobile and edge devices of your customers. It's a major opportunity. Believe me, your customers have many more mobile and edge...
really are emphasizing and saying the same things that I've been saying in many cases. Perhaps they watch the channel. But you have to laugh and say, like, you know, they're emphasizing SaaS. They are emphasizing the growth into new types of endpoints and protect all the cloud. I wanted to call something out that's hard to convey from these pictures. Well, one of the bits that they showed was a graphic of their view of the cloud. Now, I will say that I thought it mixed a little too much infrastructure as a service and software as a service, because they put cloud and it clearly had Azure, Google, and Amazon, as well as Google Workplace, Salesforce, and M365, all in a single cloud. And if we're really being specific about that, that's actually linking kind of infrastructure as a service and software as a service into the same cloud bucket. I think it's worth highlighting that those are different. Your approaches are going to be different to the way to manage them. But all right, that's probably a quibble more than anything else. I also would be remiss if I did not highlight how specific the guidance was from Patrick that investment in, you know, or looking at delivering in the old model of just shipping boxes is distinctly coming to its end. So I thought that thematically, you got a real sense of where they were thinking as a leadership team. I'm actually going to be doing some discussions with them over the next day or so to ask some specific questions about what do they think that market looks like? What do they think the SaaS provider or the provider of the future is? And in fact, one of the things that I've been asking solution providers while I'm here is, well, if you were starting a business today, what would it look like? So I hope this has given you a good taste of the keynote. I actually do want to specifically call in and thank our friends from Acronis who have invited us out. They did sponsor this live stream, although to be very clear, they were not at all detailed on any of the things that I would say. It was simply they provide the mechanism. They did sponsor the broadcast. But I do want to give them the opportunity to give you their message and what they are focused on. So let's go ahead and hear directly from Acronis. Every client needs cyber protection, but that doesn't mean service providers have to deploy a jumbled patchwork of solutions to get it done. Modern protection starts with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. Acronis combines backup, anti-malware, endpoint protection, management, and robust ransomware defense, all from a single console. That's why successful MSPs use Acronis to generate more recurring revenue and reduce churn. It's easy to get started at acronis.com. Well, do appreciate them sponsoring and having us down to cover this event. So a little bit of what's upcoming. So tomorrow is day two. We'll be diving into some of the breakout sessions specifically. We're attending several of them, and we'll be bringing you highlights from those breakout sessions. Additionally, we're going to give you some of those interviews that we've been doing with your peers. We've been interviewing MSPs, asking about what their big takeaways were, as well as some thoughts about where they think things are going in the future. So if you're online and you're watching us live, we are taking questions. Go ahead and throw any of those in there, and we'll go ahead and throw them up, and I'll start addressing them as we go. So that's one of those things that I definitely welcome. That'll be tomorrow. Of course, going on right now, just so you got context, there's a party going on that we'll be joining after this to go ahead and do some networking and talking with some other folks. There's additionally one tomorrow. Their closing keynote is from Irving Magic Johnson, who's both the basketball player, of course, but he's got a number of investments, and he's been a very savvy business owner. As I'm looking at a chat, I do see one question that I do want to address, which is, where do I think Acronis is going down the road? Where do I think the future? Well, I think I'm actually going to highlight and say they have made it pretty clear where they're focused on. They're focused on complete platform coverage, being a platform for service providers to leverage and use. And I expect them to do further. They were very clear to their audience about what they're looking for from an integration feedback perspective, very communicative to say, we're looking for that. Now, I want to acknowledge that's quite a challenge to do as many integrations as solution providers and MSPs look for. But they've made an open call that they want to continue to do that. And they've grown from a few in the beginning to 20 to some 63, I believe, that they launched just this year alone. And they are very, very clear about making sure to get all those core technologies, the RMM, the PSA, and other, you know, monitoring technologies as they move forward. So I expect them to invest more in that. I think they're going to definitely be dedicating some of their research dollars to those endpoints. And I am going to be pushing a little bit to see where Patrick's head is at, particularly as he thinks about SaaS. He was very deliberate in calling that out. And I think that's something to really go ahead and focus on. So that's one of those. I've got one coming in from a LinkedIn user who commented, who was asking about Tony Thomas's keynote. Well, actually, we couldn't quite cover everything. The main keynote that I didn't cover this morning that we didn't catch footage from was from of course, Judge Louis Free, who was a former FBI director and also has been now moved into private practice. We didn't get a chance to talk to Tony or attend that particular keynote. This is a lot of sessions. In fact, they've got 6 tracks going on all at the different times. And we've been also doing some interviews on the side to make sure that we get coverage of everybody. If you've got something in particular you want us to look for tomorrow, go ahead and post that in the chat. We'll do our best to get there and follow up and get you answers because we will be back tomorrow night to do this again. We'll give you highlights from the various sessions and be much more focused on the breakouts and comments from your peers. Looking forward to continuing that conversation. I'll keep an eye out here for any other questions. Again, we'll be doing this tomorrow night, same time, same channel, different URL. You can catch us there for that broadcast. Additionally here, William's showing up another question. We'll go ahead and pull that one up while I'm recapping. We will also be at IT Nation on Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be doing a live stream broadcast on Thursday night. All right. From William. William, always great to hear from you. Am I hearing more MSPs to launch SaaS management services? Clearly, that seems to be the future of MSPs as apps all move to SaaS. There's some buzz around SaaS management. There's distinctly that. In fact, one of the themes I've been asking so many MSPs here, we'll play this tomorrow, about what they would do if they were starting over, and they're leaning into SaaS cloud. The resounding message was they wouldn't be building anything themselves. Some of the SaaS management vendors are here. I had a chance to shake hands with the team from Augment just briefly. So they're here. There's definitely a little bit of buzz around that. And I'm starting to hear that as an area of interest. I'm going to leave it as an open question. Will we see Acronis move into that themselves or will they simply partner and integrate? Could go either way. If I was them, I would probably do both. I wouldn't mind saying that they're in a position to do integrations now, but I believe that there's going to be a natural extension to their backup capability. But William, I think the answer is there's some buzz to that. There's presence from those vendors here in the vendor hall, and it's been lively in the vendor hall as well. Again, if you've got an additional question, we'll be hanging out for another couple of minutes to make sure that we get all of those live. This recording will be available on both our YouTube channel and within our LinkedIn, so that you get access to that if you want to go back and revisit that in particular, because some of those keynotes, we gave a lot of meat to the keynotes, so that you may want to listen to those sections again. It's quite a facility. If you've not been to the Fontainebleau down here in Miami, it is a world-class facility. And Acronis has made it a bit of their home. They've been here multiple times. So this is not a new location for them. I know this podcasting studio is a new thing. It's their first time doing that. And we were really pleased and excited to be down here covering it. Well, in lieu of that, looks like I've been covering all the questions. If you have one and we haven't missed it, you can definitely include that in the comments afterward. We will be following up for those that are catching this in the recording. We will address any questions and comments you might have in the comments section. Please feel free to comment something there below. You can also, if you're catching this within the window, you can join us tomorrow for the live stream where we'll be covering again some of those breakout sessions and we will be diving into some of the interviews with your peers. Really appreciate you joining me for this bonus live stream episode of The Business of Tech, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Remember, if you like this kind of content, you can support it directly. Visit patreon.com/MSP Radio for our Give What You Want program. Every little bit helps, and we are supported directly by listeners like you. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.